Okay, today's daf is Yivam Estaf Tzadi Dalet Amid Beis. We're going to focus on the Mishnah discusses and the Gemara expands on it. Cases where we might require a get to be given, even though a marriage really is not a marriage because the woman was married to someone else beforehand, but because we're worried what people might think. People might think that the first marriage wasn't a real marriage and the second marriage was a real marriage, and therefore people might think that the second woman is leaving without a get. So that's why sometimes the Rabbanan demand a get being given. But the Gemara is mechalik between Kiddushin and Nisuin. The Gemara says, well, maybe if the first marriage was only with Kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, then people might think that, oh, maybe there was a condition set in that marriage, and the condition wasn't fulfilled, and therefore the first marriage didn't take place, and really he's married to the second woman, and therefore if she doesn't get a get, so then that could lead to false realities that people would think. But when the first marriage was Nisuin, it wasn't just Kiddushin, so that's what the Gemara says. Ela Nisuin, mi'ika l'meimar t'no ha'vilei b'Nisuin. Are people going to think there's a t'nai? Right, there was a t'nai by Nisuin? Well, what's the problem with making a t'nai by Nisuin? So you might say, well, lumdus-wise, Nisuin is not the type of a halakhic mechanism that you could have a t'nai. Rashi says it a little differently. Rashi says, well, right when a person does nisuin, there's no more, he's not going to make a t'nai that if something in the future, then it'll turn out that if it's not fulfilled, his marriage isn't a marriage. Why? Rashi quotes the chazaka. Avo nisuin, ki mas nisun, de ishtar rishon ha'isa nisuilo, mi'ika l'meimar t'no ha'vilei b'nisuin. Is that possible? Ha'kula yamayadi, dein adam, mason, bi'ilaso, bi'ilaznus. A person does not make his act of being with his wife into his nus. He's involved in a marriage. He's going to do something to undo the marriage, and then it'll come out that he was with his wife out of wedlock. No, a person doesn't want to do that. A person doesn't want to make his acts of being into bilas nus. Hilkach kimlon. Therefore, we could assume, says Rashi, denisui shnia enoklum, that the first marriage was a real marriage, and he didn't make it al tanai. Therefore, the second marriage wasn't anything, people aren't going to think anything of it, and therefore there's no get that is needed. So we're going to talk a little bit about this chazaka of Ein Adam Ose Bi'ilaso Bi'ilaznus. We have this once before, I mean it comes up before, but just to quote another a case where this comes up in this Masechta, way back on that base, way back right at the beginning of the Masechta, the Mishnah spoke about the concept of Tsaras Erva, that if a man dies and he has two wives, and one of the wives is an erva to the Yavam. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter. And then Reuven dies, so Shimon obviously can't do Yibam with his own daughter, so too he can't do Yibam with any of the other wives of Reuven as well. But let's say Shimon's daughter, meaning Reuven's wife, was divorced before Reuven dies, or she was found out to be an islandess, Nimsu islandess. Then it came out that she was never really married to Reuven. Islandess, a woman who can't have, right? We spoke a lot about that earlier in the Masechta. She can't have children. The marriage was never a marriage. So then you could do Yibam to the other wives. Nimsu islandess. So Tosfos comments on that Beis Mabeis earlier in the Masechta. Tosfos says, why? Because if there's an islandess, then we assume it was Kiddushe Tos. It was a marriage under false premises. And therefore the marriage wasn't called a marriage. That's what our Gemara says. So Tosfos asks, so what about the Gemara later on where Tosfos quotes Samach Aleph Mabeis? Rabbi Meir says that a Ketana cannot perform Yibum. Ketana cannot perform Yibum. Why can't a Ketana perform Yibum? Because you're nervous. Maybe she'll turn out to be an islandess, and therefore this won't be a mitzvah of Yibum. This won't be a mitzvah of Yibum. This will just be Eishes Ach. This will be my brother's wife. Not Yibum, because she's an islandess. She was never really married. And therefore, it's a problem. Say, ask Tosfos, but 1 second. It shouldn't be a problem in any case. If she's not an islandess, when she grows up, she turns out not to be an islandess, then this is Yibum, wonderful. And if she turns out to be an islandess, then she was never married to the brother anyway. So it's just a woman who's not related, and he's marrying her. That's Tosfos' kasha. On Beis Amabeis, Amai Tisyabe Mimanafshach. Let her do Yibum. If she's not an islandess, Shaper Miyabim. She's finally doing Yibum. And if she's an islandess, she's not your brother's wife. So Tosfos gives 2 answers. Other answers given. The Rishash on that Tosfos, on that Beis Mabeis, the Rishash says, well, there's a big difference between the Mishnah's case and the Gemara later on in the Samach Aleph Mabeis. The Mishnah's case maybe is only by Kiddushin. If there was Kiddushin done, the first stage, so then you could say, oh, if he would have known that she was an islandess, he would never have done Kiddushin. But once Nisuin is done, he's lived with his wife for 25 years. So you're going to tell me that if he finds out that she was an islandess, then the whole marriage, he would say, oh, I wish I wasn't married. So for 25 years, he would be living out of wedlock? A person wouldn't want to do that, and therefore that's the chilek between the two Gemaras, says the Rishash. The Gemara Mishnah Daveis, it doesn't say mefurish, but you have to say, it's talking about only where Kiddushin was done, while the Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph Mabeis, where they're nervous that maybe there is a marriage, but there's no Yivam. And that's the problem, according to Rabbi Meir, Chayshinan, maybe she'll turn out to be an islandess. So there you see it comes up as well, right? This chazaka. So what type of chazaka is this? A person does not want to make his maisa bias into znus, into something that is not in marriage. A person never has kavana for znus. A person doesn't have bilas bilas znus. What about the avera called znus? What about the avera called gili arayas? Right, adultery. Adultery is znus. What do you mean? A person never has kavana for a maisa znus. So there are many types of chazakas, as we have noted in the past. There's what's called chazaka de meikara. Let's say there's a certain status, and I can assume that status continues, unless I know otherwise. That's one type of chazaka. That's the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud. The Gemara says, how do you know, minalon, minaha milsa damar abanan, uki milsa achazake? So that's the case where the Kohen goes out of the house with saras, and he declares this house has saras. Well, how does he know maybe 10 seconds ago it had saras, but maybe it changed since then? How does he know it still has saras? Oh, no, you go by the chazaka, right? It had saras. You could assume it still has saras. Chazaka de meikar. And that comes up all the time. The first parak in Ksubis, a woman is a psula. When she is born, a woman, has never had bia. So we don't know when a maisa bia took place. Was it at an earlier time or at a later time? So one factor the Gemara mentions is we could assume she was a psula unless otherwise known. So right now we know it's changed, but there's a chazaka that it was as it started off, you know, until the later date, as we know. So that's all chazaka de meikar. Then there's cheskes mamon, right? Chazaka of a person having money. That's a different type of chazaka, right? A person has money, and I say, well, if you want the money, you have to prove it. Until then, it's staying right here. Cheskes mamon. That's also called chazaka tahashta, right? Another type of chazaka, also related, but it could be different, right? Right now, this is what the reality is, so I can assume this reality has been here. It's kind of like the opposite of chazaka de meikar. Okay, but then there's a chazaka, this type of chazaka that we're talking about. A chazaka based on people's behaviors, right? A chazaka of hisnagus. A person is not going to repay their loan before it's due, right? Ein adam pareas chovo b'toch zmano. The person's not going to spend tons of money on a wedding and then the very next day say, oh, you know, I don't want to be, she wasn't psula, and I want out of this marriage. Right? A person doesn't do a sin unless he gets benefit from it. Many types of chazakas that have to do with behavior of a person. So here also, right, a person doesn't make his bia into bia's znus. Now, this is found, this chazaka, is found in a very limited way in Shas. Right, only two places. One of the places is the Gemara in Mishnah in Gittin, Adaf Sam Pe'alf. The Mishnah there talks about a man who divorced his wife and then has yichud with his wife. He divorced his wife and then he's with her again in private. Do we assume that he got remarried to her? That's the Hamakar. Says Ishto Velani Imo Bapuntaki. Beishamai says, no, you don't have to assume that. Einat Sriche Meno Gatsheni, Ubeisil Omrim, Sriche Meno Gatsheni. Beisil says, no. You have to assume that maybe another marriage took place. Why? Part of the svara is Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Bilasnus. And therefore, if he's with his wife, if he's with his woman, you can assume he did a marriage. And if he did a Maisa Bia, it wasn't Stam an act of Znus. It was an act of Kiddushe. It was an act of Kiddushe Bia. That's one place it comes up. It also comes up elsewhere. But if a person is, the cases that we're talking about, if a person is Mekadesh, Al Tnai, the person makes a Tnai at the time of Kiddushin, and then when he has Nisu in the second stage, he doesn't repeat the Tnai. Kidsha Al Tnai Vakansa Stam, that's the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Ayin Beis. So this comes up one or two places in Shas. But the action is the Rambam. That's where the action is in this Sugya. The Rambam in Ilchas Gerushin, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Tes. The Rambam and his argument with the Gaonim. The Rambam does not often quote other Shitos. If he ever does, it's usually the Gaonim. Once in a while, he'll quote a Rimi Gash. But other than that, the Rambam doesn't quote anybody. Says the Rambam, Horu miksas ge'onim. There are some ge'onim out there that say as follows. Shekol isha shetibol b'fnei edim. Any woman who has bia in front of witnesses, tzricha get. She needs a get. If edim see a man and a woman, you know, commit a heinous act, okay, you have to be choshish that they got married. Chazaka she'in adam osa bilasa bilaznus. V'higdilu v'hosifu b'davar zeh. Sha'ala al daitam. The Rambam says that they even went farther. Atshahoru, shemish yish lo ben mishiv chaso. If somebody has a son from his maidservant, choshishin lo. Right? Be choshish that maybe he converted her and he was with her, or this is a velotis yabim, or even if it's not shivchagranis, that this is a ameivriya. Right, just now, you have to be choshesh that maybe he was with her as a marriage. Velotis yavim ishto shema shichrer shivchaso v'yachar kach bala. Right, shichrer shivchaso. V'yesh mishor reshavadi shichrer. She knows those knows. Some say he for sure was meshachrer her. We're just talking about a shivchakananis. Says the Rambam. V'chol advar ma'elu rechokim hein be'enai ad ma'od bidarkei hora. This is very far fetched. Says the Rambam. Two people are involved in a ma'isa's nus and you have to be choshesh every time that they're involved in marriage. Vein roi lismoch alehan. No, there's no, you don't rely on that. Aye, what about the chazak in the Gemara? Shelo amru chachamim chazak hazu, ela beishto shegirsha bilvad, o bemekadesh al tnai ubo al stam. What are the two cases in Shas? It's in the context of a marriage. Either they were previously married and now you want to know if they got remarried, or they did marriage stage one and you want to know about marriage stage two. That's where the chazaka applies. Shahari hi ishto, ube ishto hu shechezkaso, sheina osa bilasa bilasnus. Ashi yefarish hi bilasnus, oshi yefarish al tnai hu boel. That's where it's, within a marriage context, that's where you say, if he's with his wife, he obviously wants it to be marriage bia, not znus bia. Aval bishar hanashim, hare kol zona b'chezka shabol hashem znus. If you have a woman who's acting inappropriately with a man, you assume it's nus. It looks nice nus. It looks like nus. It smells like nus. It is nus, right? Unless you know otherwise. Ashi yifarshu l'shem kiddushin. Unless you know that it is kiddushin. This is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam and the Gaonim. If you look at the Ravid there says, well, maybe it depends who we're talking about. If it depends on the type of person we're talking about. If we're talking about a woman who has a cheskas kashrus that she hasn't done anything wrong in the past, and she doesn't have a record, then you could assume that it was a marriage. But if it's a woman who's known as a not as an Isha Kshera, so then you can assume it's nus. So Ravid has that chiluk. He says, Bigoya vadai kenu kidvarev. V'chein bas Yisrael shetibol be'edim imlo hayu chashudim b'pritzos arayas ha'amei b'nei Yisrael u'benos Yisrael al cheskasan v'cheskas kashrusein. Shalo yisparzu b'fnei edim l'znus. V'divrei ge'onim kayamim heim. I can make a chiluk. The ge'onim we're talking about, the rabbi tries to make shalom. The ge'onim we're talking about a case where we know she's a, you know, where we don't know that she has any type of illegitimate past. And you can assume she's a cheskas kashrus and therefore we can assume that it was a marriage. But otherwise not. So this is machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. It's harder to judge the Ravid. Like, how do you measure? What if you don't know? They don't know this woman. They don't know what her track record is in terms of tznius and pritzus. So it's a little difficult, lomaisa, to judge that case of the Ravid. What's the lumdus behind this machlokas Rambam Gaonim, machlokas Rambam and the Ravid? So if you look in the Ursameach, the Ursameach assumes that according to the Ravid and the Gaonim, it all goes about Chumr Sa'avera. Chumr Sa'avera, where's my Arsameach? Here, it goes about Chumr Sa'avera. Lamaisa, kosher people won't have Znus in mind. Right, they're nervous about Chumr Sa'avera. Right, that's what the Ravid and how he explains the Gaonim. The Rambam is not an issue of Chumr Sa'avera. It's where there's already a context of marriage. There's a chazaka that a person wouldn't want to be as ishto to be as Znus. That's what it is for the Rambam. He wouldn't want marriage bia to be znus bia. Right? That's the machlokas. And I'll come up with an afkamina in a minute. Be'ez Hashem. V'yam mechuvan midiver rabbeinu, says the Arsameach. To lo min chomer ha'isser to be ilaz znus omru chazak hazu. Right? It's not that, oh, this is such a terrible avera people we could assume wouldn't want to do it. According to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with that. According to the Rambam, it's limited to a marriage context. According to the Ravid and the Gaonim, it's all about what a terrible avera. Kosher Jews wouldn't want to be, you could assume. It could be dalakav schus. Dalak avschus that, you know, this, they're involved in something kosher. Rak be'ishto amrinan, demischaret, this is the Rambam, demischaret dalaget, obol shaloshim shnai. Avalomar mechazaka de ose azikim al tzavaru, lomar, shemekadish isha da alma, zelo amrinan. And then he quotes a raya from the, for the Rambam. And, but according to the raya, it's a chumer saveira, lamai nafkamina, what if he is with his wife, in this context, a man is with a woman when she's a nida. A man is with a woman when she's a nida. So do you say, Eina adam osa bila sabila sus in that case? So this is amazing because it flips the other way. According to the Rambam, right, when you see the Rambam and the Ravid and the Gaonim, you think that the Rambam applies this much, much less, and the Ravid and the Gaonim apply this much more. That's the simple. But here's a case where it's the opposite. The Rambam, if it's in the context of marriage, who cares if his wife is a nida or not? We'll say it wasn't bilasnus, it was marriage. It was kiddushin. But according to the Ravid and the Gaonim, the whole point is biasnus. So if he's with his wife who's a nida, he obviously doesn't care about chumer sa'avera. And therefore, in that case, we would say, according to the Ravid and the Gaonim, it is a biasnus. But according to the Ravid and the Gaonim, you wouldn't say that. So that is an interesting nafkamina that comes up. Lamaisa, this is a huge topic in terms of civil marriages. Right, where a man and a woman are not, were never had chuppah v'kiddushin in a halachic way. What about civil marriages, which also relates to reform and conservative marriages? What is halacha? So the three of the great late Rishonim discuss this, and they all point in the same direction. We pass them like the Rambam. And that is, there's no chash. Starting with the Rivash. The Rivash, Talmidim of the Rani, has a case in Simon Vav. There was a discussion of, there were two Maranos, case where they ran away and they were Jewish in private but not in public. Isha achas ba mi yorka, me osan ha anusos la avodas kochavim, ubana b'cheka. Right, a woman comes and she was one of these women who on the outside was a non-Jew. And she says, she was came with a baby, and she said, this is what happened. Anus echad me'eretz irgun taval dinasa, he called him Agzera, right? There was a man who, asked me to marry them, and will also marry him, but also be other, and it never worked out. And then he went away, and then there was another man that came to try to marry me, and spoke to me, and we decided, yeah, let's get married, but we never had a ceremony. We never had a chuppah v'kiddushin. V'dibra libi l'inasei lavin ispaisa v'digmar azibik b'neihem. Ela shel kitsha be'edem. They couldn't do it wherever they were. They couldn't have any Jewish ceremonies. V'lo nisei slo basara el de ovdei kochavim v'chukos daitam u'bukohanei b'mosam. Right? They had a priest. They had, in the courts. V'yasha b'veis v'imok yisho l'chol davar b'ches gazisha. And they lived together. V'hayu yodim ze anusim rabim, and many of their friends knew about it. They were together for 3 months. She became pregnant, and the man left and went away and disappeared. And now she has this baby, and she wants to know if she could get remarried. Says the Rivash, for sure she can. Tshuva ein safik ki ha'erisin o hanisuim tikra eim kamosha tirtza. You wanna this erisin and nisuim? Call it what you want. Says the Rivash. Tikraim kamosha tirtza. Call it what you want. Shenasu b'nimusei ovdei kochavim u'bekone b'mosan. That's done by these priests in their courts. Ein bohem chshash kiddushin. There's no one to worry about anything. Af im hayu b'em edim ksherim. Even if they got kosher witnesses. Sharei lo neskayim b'em nasanu v'amarhu. He never gave her anything. There was no marriage ceremony. The man has to give her something. And even if you want to say he said something, he never gave her anything. The priest gave each of them a ring. Okay, I pronounce you man and wife. Aval. So the marriage itself is for sure nothing. But now the question is, so what about that they lived together for 3 months after? What about that? So what about there? Would we say, Ein adam osa bilas bilas nus? And they're married in that case. Says the Rivash, no problem. I don't think there's any issue. Three issues that are brought up here, and by the Radvaz, and by the Chumash Hadeshim. Number one, an issue is, I don't think there are appropriate edim. I don't think they're appropriate edim in this case. Number two, the fact that they went to a court and a priest shows that they're not interested. You don't want to have a Jewish marriage? You can't have a Jewish marriage? Okay, start living together. Why are you going to the courts? Why are you going to the courts? And number three, right, these people don't have any more cheskas kashrus at the time that they are doing what they're doing. Amnam tzarach sheyishnei edim biyachad im bebiyim biyichud, aval zuba zeh ein choshishin klau. Ein choshishin klau. And then he goes, what about the go'onim? The go'onim say, right, whenever you see people together, in other words, we lose nus. So he says, I think the Rambam is right, not the go'onim. The Rashba says, quotes a raya from the Gemara, right? The Gemara says that a man is allowed to marry a woman that his father raped, or his father was mefuteh, seduced. What do you mean? Maybe the father had a kavana for kiddushin. How can you marry anusas avim umefutas, or the opposite? Nosi adam anusas bino umefutas bino. Right? The father can marry the anusa, the mefuteh of a son. And it doesn't say anywhere that, only if they knew for sure that it wasn't married. So he says, I don't think there's a problem. And then he has a fascinating paragraph. And maybe you might want to say that even according to the Rambam, maybe the Rambam says, no, of course it's nus. Maybe that's only if there's a one-time thing. But if they live together, maybe even the Rambam would agree. Vim yomar ha'omar afilo ha'rambam zal, lo amra ela v'pani abal apunia derach mikre, tekiven to lo pireish amrina delon eskam l'shem kiddushin, aval zesh anasav isla imal liyos ki isha, aval ikim adabra imal iske kiddushin, therefore it makes a difference, says the Rivash, no, adaraba, even according to the Gaonim, I would say the opposite, even according to the Gaonim, we'll usually say you have to be choshesh, that maybe it's a kiddushin, here, you don't have to be worried, because they went to the ceremony, they went to the priest. How are you ki'ilu pirshu? It's as if they explicated. Shein daitam l'shem kiddushin k'das Moshe v'Yehudis. No, we don't want it, and therefore, I don't think there's anything to worry about. And he continues and says that is what we paskin. This is the Rivash. This is also the Trumas Hadeshin in Siman Reish Test. This is the Radvaz in Aleph, Shun Nun Aleph. All these later Rishonim say we don't have to be worried. And this is what the Ruba of the Poskim say. Reb Moshe Feinstein and Reb Avadia and the Tzitz Eliezer and others say that even if there was a civil ceremony, if there was never a halachic ceremony between a man and a woman, a chasen and kala, there is no chash, even if they lived together for 20 years. A separate issue is what about if they had a ceremony but with a conservative and reform rabbi? So that is a separate question, which is not for now. There is Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was one of the Gedolim, also at the time of Rav Moshe, earlier, 100 years ago. He said he thinks maybe we should be Choshesh, but Rav Moshe Beferish quotes him and says, I don't think so. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer Aleph, Ayin Dalid, Ayin Hey, Ayin Vav. Moshe says numerous times, no, the Rambam is right. I don't think this is anything to worry about. This is in the 1950s he wrote this. Bisha Shadarim Echad Velo Chuba V'Kedushin Rak Rishima Eitz L'Pakidim Emshalah, says Moshe. So do you have to be worried about it? He says, you don't have to be worried about it. And then in Ayin Vav is where he talks about a reform marriage. I don't think it's a marriage, says Moshe, but again, that's a separate issue. Either way, this is about Ein Adam Also Bilas Nus. Again, a huge topic, which we saw some of the main sources. We'll stop here.